I welcome all of you in the precious name of the Lord. Let us start with a song number 9, hymn number 9, in the small booklet, hymn number 9, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine.
Seliges Wissen, Jesus ist mein, füllt mir das Herz mit himmlischem Schein. Wiedergeboren, frei von der Sünd, unseres Gottes herrliches Kind. Das muss ich singen, Jesus zu Ehren. Er ist mein Rühmen, einzig nur er. Licht mir und Leben, mein Sonnenschein. O du mein Alles, du nur allein. Zu deinen Füßen, o Herrlichkeit, seh ich den Himmel offen mir weit. Fluten der Liebe, Ströme der Gnade, rauschen herab dir. Das muss ich singen, Jesus zu Ehren. Er ist mein Rühmen, einzig nur er. Licht mir und Leben, mein Sonnenschein. O du mein Alles, du nur allein. Wachend und wartend blieb ich empor, bis meine Seele in ihm sich verlor. Von seinem Wissen völlig erfüllt, werd ich verwandelt ganz in sein Bild. Das muss ich singen, Jesus zu Ehren. Er ist mein Rühmen, einzig nur er. Licht mir und Leben, mein Sonnenschein. Mein Alles, du nur allein.
Amen. In the last stanza we were singing, watching and waiting, I'm looking above. Are we doing this? Until my soul is lost in Him, fully filled of His nature, I will be transformed fully into His image. The inner translation must take place now. The outward translation happens when the Lord returns. Let us sing also the first chorus, number 1. They come from the east and west. They come from south and north. And then Brother Schmidt will read us a word of introduction before we pray.
Sie kommen von Ost und West, sie kommen von Süd und Nord, sie sitzen beim Mahl im himmlischen Saal und hören des Heilands Wort. Sie trinken dort Seligkeit, singen Jubellieder dort in alle Ewigkeit. Sie kommen von Ost und West, sie kommen von Süd und Nord, sie sitzen beim Mahl im himmlischen Saal und hören des Heilands Wort. Sie schauen sein Antlitz hold, sie trinken dort Seligkeit, singen Jubellieder dort.
Thank you. I also would like to welcome all of you to this service. In this gathering in which we consecrate ourselves anew unto God, may the Lord give us grace that when we come to this place, that we always are coming with one desire to consecrate ourselves anew unto Him. This is my desire, and I believe it's all our desire, that we always are joined with Him. Just now, we were singing, "Please forgive me when I repeat it here." It says, they come from the east and west. They come from the south and north. And this we can say of a truth, they are coming from the east, they are coming from the west. To us are coming messages, they are coming by letter, by email, by telephone calls. They are coming, not to us, but they are coming to the Word which God has given us. And for this, we are very grateful to our Lord. And it's not only for us, but for all who love Him and who love His appearing. And so, I would like to give you also the greetings, as already said, from the south and north, from the west and east. This morning at around 7 o'clock, there was a telephone call from Moldavia. Our brother is greeting all of you. He is thanking for the word of grace, for the word of truth. He is thanking for all what he can hear with songs and with the instruments. He is thanking, and he says, it's grace that we can hear it. And he says, Slava Bohum, thanks be to God, translated. And for this we are very, very grateful to our Lord. I repeat again, may the Lord give us grace that we fully consecrate ourselves unto Him for the glory for His name. Now, I would like to read us a word from 1 Peter. And I want to express my wish after the prayer, after this word, I would like to ask the choir to come to the front and to sing the song Back to the Bible. This would be nice if this could be done. And I think you're all willing to come to sing this song. We read now 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3. We want to stand up for it. 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful word which you have given us as a promise, O God. We thank you that you kept it until our time, and we may recognize and experience you are speaking through thy word, you are speaking through thy spirit, you are revealing your word by your spirit, and you are giving many, many the grace, and you are calling them out who are joined with us in this hour. We are coming to you and we say thanks unto you that you are still on the throne of grace. Lord Jesus, please speak to us tonight. Reveal yourself and give us power to receive your word in a way as you are giving it to us. Lord, give us strength to do according to it, as it is well pleasing to you. Give us strength to walk in thy will and to speak in thy will. We thank you for it. Please bless us. Bless all, O God, all over. Also those who cannot be here tonight. Bless. Please bless also our brother Rus. Give him grace and give him strength that he can be again in our midst, Lord. You know, bodily he is weak, but in you he is strong, Lord Jesus. In you is the hope. I thank you, Lord. Please bless us all. And let us praise you and honor you, Lord and God, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Please, the choir now. Blessed and praised be the Lord for his faithfulness. He has kept his word. He has given light at the end of the day of salvation. And he leads us from truth to truth, from clarity to clarity. To him be the thanks for it. I would like to greet all of you, also all those who are now connected online with us, who are hearing us. We just say, be welcome in and from all over the world. In English, a welcome. Very easy. May all feel at home worldwide together with us, joined with us and with the Lord, in his love, in his word, in what he has given to us. There are greetings really from all over the world. Our brother John from Bucharest, he writes here, over 80 computers are connected today to hear together with you and to experience what the Lord will give unto us. All over the earth, people are hearing and watching. Brothers and sisters, there where the sun rises, where it rises every day anew, it's New Zealand, there the day starts, on every morning. And also there, people are hearing us, Australia, in Africa, in Johannesburg. They are gathered now, in other cities, with greetings from Nairobi, greetings from some countries of Africa. And as already said, also greetings from Europe. Brother Etienne Genton is greeting us. He was just now in Istanbul. We were there together with Brother Menard many years ago. And God has opened a new door. We are really grateful for every new door which is opening. Brother Wallström is sending greetings. Yes, Brother Graf is greeting us. Brother Graf is just now, he's in South America. Also from there, we received phone calls. We are just united in the love of God, in the Word of God. And we are grateful. May also on this continent, from the far north, from Finland up to Palermo, may all be connected now. We are greeting our friends also in Palermo and all over. Then I have heard that Brother Forestieri is today in our midst. We welcome him in a very special way. Where is he? Perhaps he stands up. Brother Forestieri, this is the daddy of our precious sister Janina, whom we all know very well. Be welcome. Then we have just to thank God for what he did already, for all the answering of our prayers. Just now, there are very many troubles and problems which are coming to us and which arise. And the question arises, Lord, how long? I would wish myself to have a full authority over every sickness, over every trouble, over everything. The Lord has given it to us. He will confirm his word. He is never too late. Then I would like to ask, how many are here today for the first time? Please stand up. Who is here today for the first time? Precious sister, be welcome in a special way. We know each other already from South America. God bless you. This is our brother Isaac, who is now in Sweden. God bless him in our midst, and may He use him in Stockholm and wherever he can serve. Then here we have also precious brothers and sisters. Precious brothers, God bless you in our midst. Precious sister, God bless you. God bless you. We are just so grateful for all who are coming and who can hear with us the word. Perhaps I would like to say it here now. I wrote a remarkable circular letter which illuminates the past years, some kind of trial through which we went through. Also, we were not left out. And so we are just grateful to God. With all our hearts, we are grateful that He watched over us, that He helped us, and He will do it until we come from believing unto seeing. In this circular letter, we also announced the meetings which will take place around Easter time. We announced them. Good Friday in Berlin, then on the Saturday in Prague, and on Sunday in Salzburg, and on Monday in Böblingen, so that we also can serve here in central of Europe, that we can reach the people, all who are living in the dispersion. Then we all heard about it, that the time is running, Bible prophecy is in its fulfillment. Here we have the report of Mr. Bush, who refused to speak in the Knesset in Jerusalem, in the government. The first U.S. president who rejected, who refused to speak in the Knesset. There was a very big sadness in Jerusalem. Then we have, whether it belongs here or not, but we have here the Pope journey. Just briefly, we will hear the word of God, of course, but it's very strange here what is going on now in the world politics, what is going on in the religious realm. The Pope, from the 15th to the 21st of April, he will be in the USA. He will meet George Bush on the 16th, on his birthday. He will celebrate it there. He will be a special guest in the White House, and it will be spoken about the faith, and especially about Jerusalem and about the peace in the Middle East. We all know where the journey is heading to, and we are very grateful to God that He has sent a prophet and that He introduced us into the word of prophecy. I don't know who of you knows the history of the USA, but there in the Constitution it is anchored that no Catholic can be president in the USA. The USA, originally, it was a pure Protestant country. All who were persecuted in Europe, be it from England, from the Netherlands, be it from Germany, wherever it was, they were fleeing to the USA, and there they anchored the statutes there. And the first Catholic Parliament member in the USA was the daddy of John F. Kennedy. But everything is now over. And now as we see, and this reminds me on Revelation chapter 13, in the first section, it speaks of the world power, which is now coming up here as the Roman Empire. In the second section, it speaks of the world power, which comes forth from the earth, not from the very waters and many nations and many languages, as the first or the fourth empire. And Brother Branham said, the one is Europe, as it comes forth again. And today, I brought with me two things. Firstly, the coin, 50 years of the European Roman treaties from 1957. On the 2 euro coin, it's stamped on. Then from the year 1958, I brought with me the note, the banknote, from the first Deutschmark note, the whore riding on the beast. And now we see how the second world power helps the first world power so that it can really be now the world power. On these things, we don't want to go into detail. To us, it is mainly about the calling out, about the preparation of the bride church unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is our main thing. Everything else we see in its fulfillment, and we are grateful that our Lord, time and again, He said, when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. Ezra said, to all these things, we will not go into detail. It's just about us. It's about you. It's about me. It's about the bright church worldwide, that it is being prepared in the Word, in the love of God, becoming one heart and one soul, so that God can demonstrate His power and glory. To this, I would like to read us a word, which I read already last Sunday in Zurich, from Revelation, chapter 3. Revelation, chapter 3. In verse 21, we have the tremendous, the powerful promise. Revelation 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father on his throne. And afterward it says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. But from verse 19 it says, I chasten as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. I rebuke and I chasten all whom I love. God loves us. He doesn't let us go through with everything. He will correct us. He will correct us. He will help us in his love. And then it says, be zealous therefore and repent. Here we are spoken and addressed very personal. And repent. So we are starting with us. And God starts with us. Not with the other one, but with us. It continues, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. Brothers and sisters, as I wrote the circular letter, what became great and big to me, beyond measure, what became so great to me, is the following thought. As long as we are in the church, under the sound of the Word of God, and as the Word of God can speak to us, then it will accomplish for what it was sent for. Only first in us and then through us. If we loosen ourselves from the church, then we loosen ourselves from the divine influence of the Word. And we all know it is written that God has set into the church various ministries and tasks. Into the church He has set for the edification, for the exhortation, to give comfort, so that the man of God can be made perfect by grace. I have a number of quotes from Brother Branham with me. I wrote them down. And not just briefly, I will read them. Just very briefly. In reference to the church of the living God. It starts with Matthew 16, verse 18, where it says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And this our Lord said after He gave to Peter the revelation, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. All who belong to the church of Jesus Christ are built upon this rock. They receive the same revelation, the same teaching, everything as it was at the beginning. That's how it remains really until the end. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1-3. I just read the first part of it. Paul is greeting the church at Corinth, which is those saints in Jesus Christ, called to be saints, not those dead who were called saints, but the living who are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, who are sanctified in the word of truth and who are ordained. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. God has set into the church. And then the ministries are listed which the Lord has set into the church. And now, I have some scriptures written down from the Old Testament, and then I come back to the quotes. Here, in Exodus, in chapter 6, from 7 to 8, Our Lord speaks to the people of Israel. I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God. Exodus 6, verse 7 and 8. In Exodus 12, verse 3, the Lord called Israel as the church, the congregation of Israel, giving instructions. For instance, Exodus 12, verse 6 to 7, that the blood should be applied to the doorposts, so that the inhabitants in this house would be kept, that no evil comes upon them, that nobody would suffer death. The firstborn was spared. Now referred to the New Testament church, we are the church of the firstborn. We have received the birthright by His grace. Then we have the statement of the Lord in Exodus 12, verse 13. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Brothers and sisters, as we said many times, we are not taught into the kingdom of God, but we are born into it. We have heard it in the word of introduction, born again by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. But now, some quotes of Brother Branham, which referred to the church directly, said on the 6th of June 1955, if God has foreordained anything, it's just as sure to come to pass as God is in heaven. It's just an absolute in which our faith can rest. Then the next statement, the best thing to do is to join up with God's program. The best thing I know to do is to march on with it in the church. So, in the plan of God, walking with it, walking forward, on the 23rd of July 1961, Brother Branham said, remember, the life of Christ stays with the church. And afterward, he says a hallelujah. Remember, the life of Christ stays with the church. Christ does not leave the church. And afterward, he said, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. It's the people that leave Christ, not Christ leaving the people. This is also true. There are people who are leaving, as then with our Lord. And then he asked, do you also want to leave me? And then Peter made this statement, Lord, where should we go? Only you have the words of eternal life. This is also our conviction. On the 26th of January 1957, Brother Branham said, see, the fullness of God is in His church. But we have the Spirit of God with measure. On the 14th of October 1962, He says, know how that God is in His church. The church is now supposed to be taking the place of Christ carrying on His ministry. This means that Christ in the church continues, that He completes His work by grace. In the sermon, the Absolute, from the 1st of December, 63, we are not a divided people. We have to be in unity, because each one of us holding a part of God. When His church sits together in heavenly places, then the fullness of the power of God is in His church. Each one of us holding spiritual gifts and spiritual offices coming together, and that brings the pillar of fire back again in our midst. For today, with the quotes, this should be enough now. Let us come back to Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. He that overcometh, he that overcometh, to him I will grant to sit with me on my throne. For us, not imaginable, but it's true. The overcomers will be with him on the throne. With the victor of Calvary, they will reign, they will rule with him, and they will receive their reward. In Hebrews, chapter 12, we have a command which we have to follow. Hebrews 12, from verse 12. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. This is for us tonight. It's a comfort. A comfort of the Lord. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Don't look to the visible things, but look to him who is invisible, as you would see him, because he has taken the responsibility for the fulfillment of his promises. Verse 13, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is... Also, this is very important, that we walk the straight path with our Lord. As John the Baptist already had the commission to make all the uneven even, to lower the high and to hire the low. Excuse me. And so, to bring the people to the Lord, to bring bride and bridegroom together. And here the reason is, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Also, this is important, brothers and sisters, that we regard one another, that we live out the love of God, that we let the grace of God reign, and that we receive one another as God received us in Christ Jesus. And if everybody walks straight ways for himself, then we will all walk on straight paths. But now comes the main verse, namely verse 14 in Hebrews 12. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Follow peace with all men. As it is with us, as much as we can do it, that we do everything, really, to be in peace with one another. And by this, experiencing our holiness
im Glaubens
in obedience to the word. And here it says in verse 15, looking diligently, lest any of you fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. The more which we approach the day of Jesus Christ, the more we see it, we have to have God's word as a lamp on our feet, taking it as a light, and by God's help, obeying everything by God's grace, what He promises. And what also shall be fulfilled through us. Brothers and sisters, let us be very honest. In 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, it's written, and though I would have all the faith, and if I would speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and I would not have the love of God, then I would be a sounding brass and a tingling cymbal. What did Brother Branham say when he at his lifetime looked beyond the curtain of time? The completion of the bride church of Jesus Christ will happen in the perfect love of God. And the love of God goes beyond all knowledge, beyond all the knowledge, goes beyond it. Right at the end, even the gift of prophecy, all the gifts will cease. Love never ceases. God is love. And we would like that this love is being poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. In 2 Peter, we have a very tremendous word. In 2 Peter, in chapter 3, 2 Peter 3, it says from verse 14, 2 Peter chapter 3, from verse 14, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Peace with God. As the songwriter says, when peace like a river flows through my soul. Recently, a precious sister with the name Kosak, she sent us a brochure, The Broad and the Narrow Way. I think it will be displayed in our entrance area. The Broad and the Narrow Way. And there 10 pictures of the heart are shown, of what is in the heart of a man, of what can be in a man, in the heart of an unbeliever, in the heart of a believer, in the heart of him who has become lukewarm. I'm not the one who recommends this kind of literature, but if one then reads the word of in Galatians, Galatians chapter 5, if one reads there, David truly, we have the two descriptions. On one hand, the one of the unbeliever and the one of the believer. Brothers and sisters, let us say it openly and freely, as we heard it in the word of introduction. It is necessary that we make our personal experiences with God, that we really find peace with God, the renewing that we experience it by grace, which leads to the new birth. Here in Galatians, in chapter 5, Galatians 5, from verse 19, we have the first description up to verse 21. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. It's quite a list which is mentioned here. And the bad thing, or the good thing is, the good thing on it is that it falls under one headline, the one as well as the other. The idolatry, the witchcraft is not worse than heresies and seditions. And in verse 21 it says, envyings, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. And then it says, at the end of verse 21, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Do you know what kind of word comes to me? The word from Psalm 51, where the man of God, David, has cried out to the Lord to get a new heart. Psalm 51, it should be. Psalm 51, verse 12. Restore verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God. What do we read in the Sermon of the Mount? Blessed are who are of a pure heart, for they shall see God. Create in me David was praying like this. Shall we not also pray like this? Shall we not also pray and say, create in me, O God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. With this he confirms to have the Holy Ghost. But he prays to God for a pure heart. And then verse 12, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Back to Galatians, chapter 5, from verse 22. Galatians 5, from verse
22.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And this shall it be our wish tonight. God doesn't accuse us. He just gives us an offer, a wonderful offer he gives unto us. In the Old Testament, God promised, I will make a new covenant with you. I will give you a new heart, a new spirit. I will give you a new life. In the Old Testament, God wrote the words which he spoke on stony tablets. In the New Testament, his words are engraved into our hearts so that they can be fulfilled in obedience by faith. I don't know if you can understand this, but today it's really about not only to have teaching. And it's important, yes, and we are grateful to God for it. In particular, for the revelation of the word of prophecy. I'm asking you, when was this like this upon this earth? That God reveals himself and his word in such a marvelous way. And also this comparison now. And this we say with inner trouble. Are not all the churches bypassing the promises for this day? Have not all their own programs, so much programs and so much doings was never on this earth in the religious realm like in these days? What does God want with all that what people are doing? God is only interested in that what he can do in us and with us and through us according to his word. That we are becoming a part of the fulfillment of the promises by his grace. And to this, God has given us the grace. Brothers and sisters, each one of us has, of course, a story behind him. Each one of us has some years behind him. And we can look back, not to remain in the past. Today I had 5 brothers on the phone from South Africa. After one another, They passed on the telephone. One after the other. And behold, the one said, "Brother Frank, do you remember the time of the 70s when we had the meetings with Brother de Kock in this and this city? Do you know how we have come together as ministering brethren and how you laid out to us the plan of salvation?" And then the next one came, and the next one came, and time and again they remembered what God did in this period of time by His grace, already in the 70s, and then also especially in the 80s. The revealed word was carried. And just imagine, now we are after 79, the brothers went their own ways. Yeah. After this, they went their own ways. And now they orientate themselves again back to the Word, back to that what God is doing by His grace right now. We didn't look for it. We just claim, based upon the Word of God, we claim to believe as the Scripture says, and to believe what the Scripture says, and we have full part in it by His grace. So, you and also we as a church, as the church, we experienced some kind of things. And some of you, it will bring a sleepless night if, when you will read this new circular letter. But we're looking back to that what God has done. Although we mention what the enemy did, it also happens in the Bible. The rebellion of the enemy in heaven, it's reported to us in Isaiah and also in Ezekiel. What happened in the Garden of Eden, what the enemy did there, it's reported to us, yes. But if it happens then here, then it becomes different. Then it becomes personal. And then we have to prove ourselves. And we have to take God at His word, knowing that He is watching over His word, over His people, over His church. He is watching. And that He brings everything to pass in a wonderful and marvelous way by His grace. We are just full of confidence. Because once again, let it be said, God has the responsibility. Our task is to believe. And as we read, the inner renewing, to experience it in reality. Oh God, create in me a clean heart, a new heart. Give me your Spirit, which leads me into all truth. Lead me as you promised, and take me finally. Receive me finally. So let us summarize what's all about. The Lord God has a church on the earth. The Lord says, "I will build my church." The church is His body. And He is the head. And by one Spirit, we are baptized into this one body. To speak with 1 Corinthians 12, by one Spirit, we are baptized into this body of Christ. To become living members on the body of the Lord. The Spirit quickens, and therefore We, as the living members, we have to be placed into the body of the Lord. In Ephesians, now, just to finish the subject, in Ephesians, in chapter 4, Paul once again spoke about that we should put off the old man and that we should put on the new man, which is created after God's righteousness and true holiness. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 22. That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. This is a powerful word. And brothers and sisters, with God all things are possible. With God all things are possible. Therefore, Paul could already say in 2 Corinthians 5, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old is past. Behold, all things are become new. So, the grace of God has been given to us. Not only to believe, as the scripture says, but to experience God in such a way as the scripture has said it, according to all the promises which are given to us in the Word of God by His grace. So, then we can also read Ephesians 4 from verse 3. We can understand it. Ephesians 4, from verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. One body, one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Let us take it from the hand of God. The work is finished. The blood of the new covenant was shed. We are redeemed. The new covenant is in place. And as we said before, in the old covenant, the promise, I will make a new covenant. I will give you a new heart, a new spirit, a new life. It has happened. It's finished. We don't have to live anymore in a slavery, in a bondage. We can live in the liberty of the children of God, in the limits of the Word of God. Now, just to emphasize this also, we are very, very grateful for the ministry of Brother Branham. And be honest now. This only he can believe who was ordained before the foundation of the world to see the glory of God. All the others are shaking their heads and are saying, what kind of right do you have here? What do you imagine yourself? We don't take ourselves anything and we don't imagine anything, but we believe the promises of God. We believe what God said, but As it was at the first coming of Christ, all the promises have found their fulfillment. And the scribes, they were just interpreting. And the Pharisees, they only made the life of our Lord difficult. Time and again, they had to say something against what he did. There was just a remnant. And as Paul writes to the Romans, what Israel in its fullness wanted to reach, didn't reach it. Only the remnant has obtained it. The elected part has obtained it. Not the multitudes, but the elect part, they will reach it. And they will walk forward by faith until we experience the completion together. Now just be honest. If it is written, all know the verse, Ephesians 5, verse 27, I think, that the Lord will present himself a church, not having spot or wrinkle. He will present her to himself. And it will be like this. Do you have the faith that we are part of it? Say amen. Say amen. It's no other way. Also this, we said many times, if God is not with us, who we respect his word and believe it, and are having part in that, what he is doing right now, with whom shall he then be? With all the movements which are moving around? No! God is with his people, and his people believes his word. And you all know very well, we are not glorifying any brother Paul or any Peter or any brother Branham or such or somebody. We are giving glory to God. But we know that God spoke through the lips of men, and it was written down, for what we are very grateful to God, and which we take to heart. But also this must be said now. The Holy Scripture, millions upon millions have it on the earth. And nevertheless, although they are reading in the Holy Scripture, they have no revelation. And then we remember, we think of the eunuch who was on the way from Jerusalem home, and he was reading the prophet Isaiah, and suddenly a man is sitting next to him on the wagon, and he asks him, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And his answer, "How can I understand if nobody teaches me?" And then the question, of whom does the prophet speak here? Of himself or of somebody else? And then Philip opened his mouth and he preached unto him the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when they came to the water, the eunuch said, "Here's water. What hindereth me to be baptized?" So complete, so perfect was the short sermon that the man was overwhelmed and he came to the faith by obedience. The same is happening with us in this time. God has revealed unto us his word. We had in agreement to it, and the faith is connected to obedience. So we believe what God said through his servants and prophets. We believe that he revealed it unto us by his grace. The same Holy Spirit, who was upon the prophets, who was upon the apostles, the same Holy Spirit is today in our midst. He reveals us the Word and the will of God. Yes, He keeps, He shows us the Word as a mirror before our eyes, so that we recognize ourselves in the Word. And we are asking ourselves, how is it with me? What is in my heart? What is in my mind? Do you know that our Lord in the Gospel of Mark, that he recited the word from the Old Testament, and he said that we should also love our God with our mind? Here it is written, Mark, chapter 12. And with this, we can close now. Mark 12, from verse 29. And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. Do we want that God starts with us in such a way that we can agree with this word, that we love the Lord God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, our thinking, with all our strength, loving Him? Shall this be today your and my decision? And the decision of all those who are hearing now God's word all over the earth? We are resolved to believe the word, to love God. And the Lord says, He who loves me keeps my commandments. He loved us first so that we can love Him in return. But let us just imagine, if we love God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our thinking, and with all strength, what shall we lack then? Will God not reveal Himself then? Will not be manifested then that we are with Him and He with us? And this we can prove in practice, as it is shown to us in verse 31. In Mark 12, verse 31, and the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. So, to love the Lord God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength. What is then left? Tell me, our brother and sister, to love our neighbors with this divine love. Really, with all our heart, to love them. That the love of God and that the love toward one another is the same love, the divine love, which is poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Please allow me this remark here. Recently, I've experienced it in all the years before, just as in the last weeks or months, that already at the greeting, one another, there's already a unity. Not so. We are united in the love of God. We just have to say yes to it. We are one heart and one soul. We believe as the scripture says, and we are on our way, and the Lord has given us the strength that we can walk in His ways, being prepared unto the glorious day of His wonderful return. Please, let us take these admonishing words along our way, and let us ask God that everything what we read, that we live it out in our lives by His grace. Really, the renewing, a new heart, a new spirit, a new life, and that we love our God with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, with all our strength, that we can love Him, and our brother, and our sister, our neighbor, that we love Him in such a way as we love God, and as we also would like to be loved ourselves. He, the Almighty God, may give grace. May give grace that it becomes with us by His grace. Can you believe that God will do it? God promised it. The work is finished. It is finished. To Him be the praise and thanks and the glory forever. Amen. Let us stand up and let us thank the Lord together. Perhaps we sing the chorus, "Just as I am." So wie ich bin, so muss es sein. Nicht meine Kraft, nur du allein. Dein Blut wäscht mich von Sünden rein, o Gottes Lamm, ich komm. I don't know whether we can learn a new song here. I've told it to our two sisters, the wonderful song, when we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. I don't know whether they practiced it, but actually, did you practice it? Then please come to the front now. And then I would like that we sing together the last stanza together. You will remember it. And then we will sing it together. Take all the words. Please come.
Unser Bruder wird spielen, ja. Ja, unser Bruder wird spielen. Ist besser.
Wenn wir wandeln im Herrn, Gottes Wort uns erstellen, ob ich finden da dunkel und grau, denn er lenkt jeden Schritt, seine Gnade geht mit, bei uns allen die Folge. Siegen und Schaum, willst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen und trauen. wird alle Zeit Raum. Er hat Segen bereit, auch im Kreuz und im Leid, wenn gehorsam wir folgen und trauen. Folgen und trauen wird zum Siegen und Schau, wirst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen und trauen. Unser Leben und Sein gehört Jesus allein, auf dem Brandaltar will er es schauen. Denn die Zug, die er übt, und die Kraft, die er gibt, sind für die, die ihm folgen und trauen. Folgen und trauen wird zum Siegen und Schaum. Willst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen. Er offenbar seine wartenden Schar, die den König in Schöne soll schauen. Einen Platz auf dem Thron, ja das Reich und die Kron, gibt er denen, die folgen. Siegen und Schaum, willst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen und trauen.
Gemeinsam.
Eins wird er offenbar, seine wartenden Schar, die den König in Schöne soll schauen. Einen Platz auf den Thron, ja das Reich und die Kron, schickt er denen, die folgen und trauen. Folgen und trauen wird zum Siegen und Schaum. Willst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, we have it. We read it in Revelation 3. He that overcometh will sit with me on my throne. What a high calling. What an election God has given us. One day he will be manifested. He will be revealed to its waiting flock. We are waiting, and we know it will take place. At our time, it will happen. Which will see the king, they will see the king, a place on his throne, and the crown he will give to those who trust and obey. And to them we may belong. We believe and we follow the Lord in obedience. And as he in his body of flesh was found as a man, and as he was obedient unto the death on the cross, so let us believe with all our hearts that we were crucified together with him, and with Paul, who was also in this body, we can testify together with Paul, now I live no longer, but Christ lives in me. but Christ lives in me. Now just be honest. Do you live your own life? We have dedicated our lives to the Lord. It's His life. It belongs to Him. Shall we sing this verse again, this dancer? One day He will be revealed to His waiting flock, which will see the King. Please sing strongly with us.
Einst wird offenbar seine wartenden Schar, die den König in Schöne soll schauen. Einen Platz auf dem Thron, ja, das Reich und die Kron, hinter denen die Folgen und Traum. Folgen und Traum wird zum Siegen und Schaum. Willst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen und
Heavenly Father, with all our hearts we are thanking you for your living word. We thank you for Calvary, precious Lord, for the redemption, for the full redemption by thy blood. We thank you that we found peace with God
through Jesus Christ,
our Lord.
Wir danken dir,
we thank you
dass wir mit dir
that
we
were
wurden,
crucified
mit
with
dir
you,
gestorben
that
sind,
we died with
mit dir
you,
aufgestanden,
that we rose
zu einem neuen
together
Leben.
With you unto a new life.
Wir danken dir dafür,
we thank you for it,
geliebter Herr,
precious Lord.
Es ist wahr.
It is true.
Es ist Realität.
It is reality.
Wir sind
we are born again
to
unto a living hope.
Wir danken dir,
we thank you
für das neue Herz,
for the new heart,
für das neue Leben,
for the new life.
Wir danken dir,
we thank you
für den neuen Bund,
for the new covenant.
Gelobt, gepriesen,
and praised be thou,
Herr,
Lord,
unser Gott,
our God.
Segne
bless
dein Volk,
your people
auf der ganzen
all
Erde.
Over the earth.
Segne
bless
deine Brautgemeinde aus dem Reichtum deiner Gnade.
Of your grace.
Geliebter Herr,
beloved Lord,
habe du
have
dein
own
Weg
way
mit uns
with
allen.
All of us.
Mach uns zu deiner
make
Gemeinde,
us your church,
zur Offenbarungsstätte
to the manifestation
Gottes auf Erden,
of God
zum Leib Christi,
to the body of Christ,
dir,
to you,
dir allein,
to you alone,
dir allein,
to you alone,
sei Ruhm,
be the glory
und Preis
and praise
und
and the adoration,
segne,
bless,
segne,
bless,
überbitten,
beyond
und
what we can ask,
verstehen.
And beyond.
Geheiligt werde dein Name,
hallowed be
dein
name, dein
Reich komme,
thy kingdom come,
dein Wille geschehe,
thy will be done,
wie im
on
Himmel,
earth,
so
as it is
auf Erden,
in heaven.
Großer Gott,
great God,
nimm unseren Dank, nimm
receive
uns
our thanksgiving, receive our worship. To you be the praise.
Segne
bless
in, Ost und West,
in east and west,
in, Süd
in
und Nord,
south and north.
Segne,
bless.
Segne,
bless.
Und sei du
and
mit uns
be
an.
Thou with us.
Mit uns
with all of us.
Mit uns
with all of us.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Oh, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. Lasst uns singen.
Let us sing.
Du bist worthy.
Thou art worthy.
Du bist
thou art worthy.
Du bist worthy. Du. Du bist würdig, o Herr.
Preis und Ehre, Ruhm und Anbetung. Du bist würdig, o Herr, Glorie, Halleluja, Glorie, Glorie, Halleluja, Glorie, Glorie, Halleluja. Deine Wahrheit schreitet voran. Geliebter Herr,
precious Lord,
du ewig treuer Gott,
you ever faithful God,
nimm noch einmal
once again
den Dank,
receive our thanksgiving,
den wir dir bringen,
which we bring unto you,
für deine Gnade,
for your grace,
für dein Wort,
for your word,
für alles,
for everything
was du uns
what you have given unto us.
Großer Gott,
great God,
sieh die Schwachheit,
see the weakness of your servant.
Schenk auch mir,
give also unto me physically new strength. Yes, I thank you. I thank you, beloved Lord, that your word is a almighty word, and that your word does not return void, also today not, and tomorrow not, and forever not. Your word accomplishes for what you have sent it for. You are calling out the bride. You are preparing us. And we thank thee already now for the completion. Blessed and praised be thou, ever faithful God, in Jesus' holy name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let us sing, I love him, I love him.
Ich lieb ihn, das teure Gotteslamm, das mich geliebt und für mich stand am
And all the people
Amen.
Said,
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Be praised.
Hallelujah. Sei gepriesen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Sei gepriesen. Herr segne.
He did it.